All right, welcome to the Yo Joe Show. My name is Michael Yo. That's Joe.
Hello. Wait, first and foremost, I'd like to say welcome back.
Thank you. I was in France for 10 days. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, that was pretty amazing. Every picture that you did, that you took, was pretty amazing.
Have you ever been there?
Yeah, I've been there.
Oh, my God. It's just the history, man. Like, we tear down history. They just keep it up.
Yeah, you know what? I will say this, Michael. They do keep it up. But a lot of it is also made history too. I think they keep it old looking, like even though it's new shit that they're building.
Well, yeah, but it's built off the original.
Yeah,
I mean, they're just, because if they didn't, it would fall apart.
Yeah, that's true.
So they're updating how it used to look, but it's still the original building.
Yeah, I love those gold statues that they have everywhere. It's like, fucking, are you kidding me?
I went to Versailles.
Yeah.
I mean, like Louis the 14th, 15th, and 16th took 50 years to build their house, their mansion.
Are you serious?
50 years. Like, it's crazy. Had over 2,000 rooms. Now they cut it down to 700. They had a kitchen, a separate building for a kitchen, and they had a separate house for 1,000 people. That's ballin'. And his backyard is a mile long. I mean, that's ridiculous, man.
Yeah, that's just greed. See, that's gluttony. And that's why I don't like the French.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you, man.
Rude, right?
They weren't rude to me.
Bullshit, Mike.
The only time they were ever rude is I went to one restaurant and the dude spoke English, but he would only speak French.
Yeah.
But we do that in America too. So I can't blame it. I actually want to learn French now because I want to master French, and I've made a goal for myself in 5 years. I'm going to do a stand-up special in France in Paris, and it's all French. That's my goal because I want to dominate both coasts. Well, more than coast country.
You could just do that in Montreal. You don't have to go to France. Like,
do what?
You could just do a French act in Montreal. They'll love it.
No, I want to go to Paris and do it. No,
you don't have to go to Paris.
No, I do want
to give them our money.
No. What do you mean? They're giving me their money.
Yeah, you got to fly there. It's going to cost you the price of your ticket to go out there.
They're going to fly me there, and I'm going to do a show. And it's going to be huge. And if you can rock French and Italian and be able to tour like that. Oh, and then you can, like Eddie Izzard. I love Eddie Izzard. Have you ever seen him rock back and forth between languages? That's pimp, man.
Well, the thing with French is you don't really have to write an act. You just kind of do like some acrobatics and then like kind of like a pie in the face. They love that.
Oh.
At the age of 45, they still put pies in their face and go, oh, so funny, it's a pie in the face.
I've never seen a stand-up comedian from France. Have you?
No, I've never seen.
What is it? Well, Benny Hill. Where's he from?
I think he's from England.
England? Okay.
Yeah. See, this is why the French hate us.
Because we don't know shit.
Because we think Benny Hill is from France. I understand why they hate us, but that rude. Like, okay, like when French people come to America and they're tourists, they ask me a question in their language. I try my hardest. Like, I'm sorry, what? And I'll work with it. And I can almost guarantee 9 out of 10 or at least 8 out of 10 Americans would do the same thing for a French tourist that's
okay,
lost.
Let's be honest.
Oh, no, I'm being honest. I'm being very, very honest. But you go there, it's 10 out of 10. I was there, and I mean, every fucking person was a dick. Like, come on, man. You can help me. You know what I'm looking for. It's the red fucking tour bus. Help me. They said, I don't know what they said, but it's about passer at the one.
Okay, Joe, I come up to you speaking.
I'm speaking French. Go ahead, talk to me.
So, where can I get some a great hamburger?
At the point.
Hamburger.
At the point, I say.
You
taco?
No, hamburger. You eat. It's bun and meat in the.
Bon Jovi.
No.
It's the pot. It's the pot. It's the pot.
Okay. Forget about
the burger.
Okay, forget about the hamburger. The French fries. Where can I get French fries then? Fries.
French fries. It's the bat.
The potatoes cut in long strips in you.
Beer. Napkin? 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 Basketball?
No, you put them in the fryer and then they come with the burger.
Baseball. Baseball. That's what they did with me.
Because you're a dick. Let's be. Who is walking around your yard, dude?
Joe has got people, you know, I'm renovating. Did you see that?
No. Where? What are you renovating?
The whole house. You didn't fucking see half the house gone?
No.
Whatever. See, this is what I hate about Michael. Yes, you did see it. You're doing that for the pod.
No.
You can't sit there and act like you didn't. The first thing Ernie said to me is like, wow, dude, congratulations. Knocking shit down. You're making blah, blah, blah.
Your house always looks like this.
Oh, you're so dumb.
Like shit's falling apart.
You're dumb.
Well, let's be honest. I was running late, which I apologize for. But
you're always late.
But when I drove, well, because it's not at my house. I would be on time if we did this at my office. I would be on time every time.
Your office is 5 minutes from my house, you dick. It's at the bottom of the hill, Mike. Why are you lying right now?
What do you mean?
CBS Radford is at the bottom of this hill. You go down to the bottom of the hill and you make a left on Ventura. It's the first, like, or it's the second stoplight.
And then you got to make a right.
What are you talking about?
Turn into the lot.
You're
and
such
then you got
a fucking liar.
Then you got to go into your parking spot. It's a hassle.
You don't even have to go through security.
I know.
You
I got
go
a car.
Right through it, and it's right there. I've seen your parking spot because I peed on it when I did my pilot.
That didn't get picked up.
Who cares? I don't care if it didn't get picked up. At least I pissed on your spot.
I know, that, which was rude. Mike, yeah, let's talk about that.
Listen, let me talk about being rude. What did you think of the VMAs?
Oh, my God, it was awful.
It
was down 2 million people from last year.
Thank God.
It was bad.
Thank God.
It was really bad.
And I'm not a hater. I'm not a hater of any person that was on that show or who watched the show, who liked the show.
Because it's a positive pod.
It's a positive pod. But I will say this, man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what powers that be and whoever was controlling that particular that show, but I felt like I was invited to Satan's orgy. And I'm not trying to talk like an old man. It was just over the top, raunchy, gross. Like, I don't mind raunchy. I don't mind gross. Do it a little tasteful. Do it in little portions. But the whole fucking show?
But for no reason. For no fucking reason.
That's what pissed me off the most about this show. It was raunchy, disgusting. It wasn't even, when Madonna did it because she lived it. And she still did it tasteful and classy. You know what I mean?
And Britney Spears was the hottest chick at that time.
Aguilera. But even then, it was something that wasn't done before. And it was kind of like...
Can I tell you something?
Yes, please.
I was there when Madonna kissed Britney and Christina Aguilera. I was in New York City. I'll never forget it. When she did it, it looked like somebody scored a touchdown in the Super Bowl. Everybody jumped up and was like, whoa! It was an amazing moment that we still talk about today.
Yeah.
The other amazing moment, Eminem coming in with all those M&Ms, people that look like him.
Yes.
You know, those are moments you remember. Nobody will remember one thing that happened from this VMA because the style was terrible. They were raunchy for no reason.
Raunchy for no reason.
Are we just getting old and we don't get it anymore?
No, we're not. We're not, Michael. Okay. I'm not even going to use that
I don't want to use
excuse.
That excuse. I'm just asking the question.
Because I feel like you and I are very – I think the people that are in their 40s right now, we're very hip and very forward. We're not like our parents. You know what I mean? Like my dad, when he saw Madonna kissing, blah, 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 Britney, whatever, he was reacting like an old man. Like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, that's disgusting. That's not for TV. That's our generation. We created that. And to me, if you're going to do something that's shocking or whatever, be creative with it. You know what I mean? I'm accept it because it's art. But this wasn't art. This was like watching a bunch of 10-year-olds with a bunch of cameras going, oh, not 10, like 15-year-olds with a bunch of cameras going, hey, let's just do a bunch of sex and shit.
Okay, but let's be honest.
Okay.
And I'm not defending at all.
Yeah.
That's what Snapchat is, or whatever was it called, Snapchat?
Yeah.
That's what Vine is?
Yeah.
That's what it is right now.
Yeah.
The girls that are just showing their asses and getting millions of likes and millions of followers.
Yeah.
And it's not about talent anymore. You want to do something shocking on an MTV VMA show? Be able to sing. Like, actually have a voice and be able to sing. Like, if Alicia Keys did the VMAs and just sat behind a piano, if any artist could do that besides John Legend and Alicia Keys, sit behind a piano with no orchestra, no band, and just sing, you don't see that.
Yeah.
I saw, I'm not going to spit out the names because I have to interview these people. I got to be PC. But it's amazing that no one can actually sing anymore.
Nope.
No one can actually sing.
Well, you know what? They can.
Not
they just
well.
Choose, yeah, not well.
It's not
they're
well.
They're not practicing like they used to. They should be practicing.
They cannot sing, though. Let's be honest.
But I will say, was it The Future that sang? What was his name? The guy with the hair?
Oh, yeah. Well, he's dope, though.
Is that his name, Future?
No, it's not. It's Weeknd? The Weeknd. That dude can sing.
Is that his name, The Weeknd?
Yeah, The Weeknd.
He smashed.
Well, see, that's the thing. He can sing.
But he smashed his performance.
Yeah.
Wasn't a bunch of sex.
Nope.
It was just him, the microphone, and he destroyed it. And not only did he destroy it, and this is what I will tip my hat off to Miley, because with all the bullshit that everyone else was doing, even Miley stopped and said, hey, The Weeknd smashed it. And even the girl that's at the forefront of all this kind of whatever it is that they're doing, this weird fucking shit that they're doing, she even noticed, oh, it's just talent. All you need is talent to smash it. I have certs on my nipples right now. And all The Weeknd did was just fucking smash it by just singing. You know what I mean?
But let me ask you this. When we were growing up with the VMAs, I felt, and I don't want to sound, and here's the thing, I don't want to get into my parents sounding like my parents, but I believe that our artists, when the VMA, and I'm just going back 10, 15 years, the artists that were coming out, they actually had to be able to sing to perform.
Yeah.
I would love for somebody to text us, or not to text us, but to Twitter us, hit us up on Twitter or Facebook. But if you pulled up a lineup 12 years ago, VMAs, I guarantee you half the people had voices and could sing. Actually, I'm going to do that while you talk, Joe.
I agree with you 100%.
Let's especially see. Maybe we're wrong.
Especially 12 years ago.
Maybe we're wrong.
That was like Whitney. Wasn't Whitney still in it like at 2000?
Hold on. I'm pulling it up right now.
But like, this is what I think, and I feel so old because I
don't want to fall in that trap. Like
me
our,
neither.
Oh, you sound like your parents.
I sound like it because I'm trying to compliment the best performer on the show, and that's how fucked up it is right now because I gave him the wrong name. His name was The Weeknd. And I'm sorry, I became a fan last night, you know what I mean? But due to all the shit that's out there right now, I kind of just pulled myself away from music and from these artists' names. But yo, The Weeknd, I was so like it was a breath of fresh air. That was the only highlight of that fucking award show. I had no idea what Taylor Swift was doing. What was she doing, man? And I'm a Taylor Swift fan. Mm-hmm. And I feel like she even bought into this whole media movement. Like, whatever it is, she bought into it now. And now she's doing it. And it's just like her group of girls' night out shit. Like, what award show lets an artist bring 7 of her closest friends, girlfriends, and just hang? Like, I get it, it's the VMAs, It just looked fucking dumb.
Okay, and my point about Taylor Swift, you've heard my Taylor Swift joke about how breakup songs are breakup songs. But the thing is she thinks she's doing girl power by hanging out with a bunch of models. Guess what? Most people don't have a bunch of model friends and that are a girl. Most girls are being picked on by other girls because they're not cool. Yeah. If you want girl power, you need to go talk to those girls and not put this image of, oh, only beautiful girls I hang out with.
Yeah.
Where's the normal girl that looks average that you hang out with?
Yeah, where's she at?
Where's she at?
Where's the girl that takes your leftovers? I want to see that girl.
The fat friend. Yeah. Where's the fat friend?
I don't want to say fat friend, but you know, the girl that likes to eat.
The not good looking one.
You know, let's go grab dinner and then Taylor, when we're done eating everything on the menu, go ahead and hang out with your girlfriends.
Okay.
I want that friend.
Hold on. VMAs 2000.
Okay.
Are you ready for the lineup?
Yeah, that's 15 years ago.
15 years. Rage Against the Machine.
Oh, yeah.
Which was huge. Okay, Limp Bizkit, whatever.
yeah, we won't say that.
Britney Spears, she was singing her song. NSYNC was there.
Yeah.
Backstreet Boy was there.
Yeah.
Christina Aguilera was there. DMX, this is when he was DMX.
Yeah.
He was there. Nelly was, if you want to ride with me.
But not only that, but he can sing.
And he can sing. Aaliyah was there. That was her last appearance ever.
Yep. Can't fuck with that.
That was the lineup of the VMAs. So,
I wish I could see that now.
I know. Like I said, that was a killer lineup.
Yeah.
Besides Limp Bizkit. You know what I mean? But you had four people. Well, you have Justin that's still huge. Christina Aguilera still can sing. DMX, well, he fell off. Nelly fell off. But at that time, those were the artists, and they had talent. That's what I'm saying. Where today, it's just people, man.
It's
just people.
I really felt like And I'm glad my son, I'm glad my son watched it because I wanted to hear his honest reaction.
And what was his honest reaction?
He was like, what the hell was that, Dad?
Okay.
He hated it. He hated it. He was like, this is stupid. Like, it is stupid. The Kanye West speech, come on, man.
It was 14 minutes long. They cut it down. 14 minutes.
But yeah, there's not that much to cut. And then why didn't they cut more? Like, there was moments of silence for like 20 seconds. You could have cut that.
Well, they gave him free, but that's the show's fault. They gave him free range. They said, like, Kanye got 3 minutes. You got 5 minutes. That's it. But, you know, the thing with award shows is you have to cater to the artists because if they don't come, you don't have shows. And now artists don't care about these shows anymore because there's so many of them.
Yeah.
There's so many. There's no, to me, when I watch these shows now, there's no value to them because the artists that are big, you can go out, you can. Here's the thing. When we were watching the VMAs in 2000, that was the only time to see these artists all at once.
Yes.
That was our only access to it.
It was the only time. Yep.
It was like the Super Bowl of music, and this is the only time you could watch it.
Yep. And then you couldn't see them live. Like on the internet, now you can see everybody live. But back then, that was like, yo, we're about to see NSYNC live.
Even to go back further than that, the first time Michael Jackson moonwalked on the Grammys, that was like an event because I'm about to see Michael Jackson and nobody sees Michael Jackson live.
Yep.
Now it's a different world. And I get that. And I'm not sounding no. I get that. I understand that now. But what I'm saying is now it seems like to be a big artist, you just need a big social media following because you don't even have to be able to sing.
Yeah.
Like MTV VMAs proved it. There's not a lot of artists that can sing. And when you can sing, look how much you stand out like The Weeknd.
Yep. Yes. And then I'm glad that you just said that. You know what I mean? Like that was, I'm telling you, man, like my ex was at the house when we were watching that and she doesn't even listen to that music. And it was so funny because she said the same thing about The Weeknd. She was like, yo, he just fucking smashed it. It was pretty amazing. I will say this though. Cause you said all you need is a social media following. There are a lot of talented artists that are, that have social media and that's the double-edged sword. Is it double-edged sword? You know what I mean? That's the pros and cons about it because now with social media, we are creating this brand new movement of artists that would have never had a shot 15 years ago.
Which is amazing.
You know what I mean? They're creating their own music. They're building their own fan base and they don't need the fucking powerhouses to financially back them now. But for some reason, it's taking a step backwards again. You know what I mean?
You mean in talent?
The talent pool is there,
yeah.
and social media has given them that opportunity, that window of light for that. You know, the window is a little bigger now. You know what I mean? But unfortunately, we keep stepping back again. Like I don't understand it.
I get what you're saying. I just think because of social media, if I'm a record label and I want to sign a person now, it's not just about talent.
Yeah.
It's about I've heard record companies say this because my friends run them. We want bands that already have a following, so we can just. When they come out with an album, they're already known.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And if you do the underground work, look, I respect you doing the underground work, but a lot of times it's judged on that more than the artist. Where before, and you go 25 years back, 30 years back, you had to be able to sing to get a record contract. Now, you just got to be able to go into a studio with a big social media following and they can fuck with your voice to make it sound good.
Yeah.
And I'm going to admit, like Britney Spears and NSYNC and Backstreet Boys started all that because if you really look at it, they couldn't really sing either except a couple of people from the group.
Yeah.
It was just more, that's when it became more of the image and the more of the dancing and the more of the, this is how we're going to look and we're going to make people go nuts. Where even like New Kids on the Block, they could at least sing.
Yeah.
New Edition, they could sing.
Yeah.
If you go back further than that, like Jackson 5, like if you were a group, you had to be able to sing.
Yeah.
Sing first. They didn't care about how you look. You had, because, you know, they weren't good looking.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, you had to be able to sing. You know, Casey and JoJo, you talked about it before on your show, had to be able to sing.
Yeah.
That was the main thing. You had to walk into Clive Davis' office and sing. If you sounded like half the artists that were on the VMAs in Clive Davis's office at that time,
yeah,
no, you would have got kicked out, like literally kicked out. What are you doing in music?
Yeah. So, 1 out of 10 scale of 1 in 10, what do you give this VMA?
A 3.
Man, yeah, I give it a 2.
3 or 2. It was terrible.
It was so bad, man. So it lost viewerships, huh?
Yeah, it lost like 2 million viewers from last year.
Oh my God. Well, hopefully they'll just cancel it all together.
Well, that's only MTV's thing now.
This is what I want to ask you. Was that Miley and...
Nicki Minaj thing? Do you think it was fake?
I don't know. There was a cut to where I saw her smiling. I saw Nicki smiling, but I don't know if she was smiling because she was happy that she said that or what, but well, here's my thing. When they went back to it,
my thing is, who cares?
So true.
Who really cares?
True. But my favorite part of the whole thing is, if it was real, Miley, nothing worse than getting into a street fight in that shitty outfit. That's the last thing you want to be in a fight in that fucking
your
thing.
Your titties already out. Oh, your cooch is everywhere.
You got a goddamn Japanese visor on. You just looked ridiculous. Lips for a skirt. Did you see that? It was so bad. And I'm like, and then she had the fake dreads, the blonde dreads. It's like, this is the worst time to get into a fight, Miley.
Okay. But here's the thing. Nicki Minaj really picking on Miley. I mean, that's so weak. Like, I love Nicki. She's. I don't want to say a friend, but I know her through interviews. And when she did that, I was sort of like, really? Picking on Miley?
Yeah.
Even if Miley said something about it's Miley.
Yeah.
What is she going to do?
Yeah.
You know, it's almost like me picking on a Little Joe. You know?
Yeah, that's like, not fair. You're like, that's not fair. He's 12.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what it was like. It was like, really, Nicki, what is she going to ever do to you?
Those outfits that she was wearing were not even like whoever the designer was, like, what were you designing? Like, there's one thing to be like controversial or whatever, but this looked like, hey, I got some glue and some fucking juju fruits. I'm gonna put this on your body. Like, there was nothing creative about it. It was just dumb shit. It was dumb shit.
It was almost, hey, make it look as dumb as possible and I'll throw it on.
Yeah.
And as less clothing as possible. And that's what I'm saying. It was done for no reason.
No
like if,
reason.
If there was a joke behind it or if there was a theme behind it or something behind it,
yeah,
it would make sense.
Exactly.
Do we sound like two grumpy old
no,
men?
No, we don't, because okay, it needs to be said, because I'm pretty sure the youth said the same thing. I doubt highly they were like, oh, that was awesome what Miley did.
No, I can't
There's
see it.
There's no way. There's no fucking way. Like I said, we're not old.
No.
We know what's cool.
We're older.
We're older, but we know what's cool. Like, we know when it's sexy and still cool. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. When Nicki puts on some sleazy shit, it's fucking hot. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But that shit that Miley was wearing was not, it was nothing. It was just nothing. Like, there was nothing behind it.
What
like,
happened to just hosting things in one outfit? Now they got to change like 9 times. It's all about the fashion.
It was bad, man. Anyways, enough of that.
When'd you get that bike? Is that your bike?
Yeah, that's a PK Ripper.
What does that mean?
That's a bike. Were you even a kid? You don't remember PK Rippers?
No, nobody remembers PK Rippers. I tell you what was hot, though, the mongoose. Everybody wanted the mongoose, man.
I couldn't afford a mongoose.
Of course you couldn't, but I could.
I couldn't afford a PK Ripper.
I've never heard of a PK Ripper, and I was a bike dude. I used to do all the tricks.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
You maybe one wheelie. Here's the thing. I want everybody to
mongoose,
know this.
Mongoose, son.
I want everyone to know this. Michael Yeo is the most uncoordinated person you'll ever meet.
Please.
He can't dance.
Please.
He can't play sports.
I've seen you dance.
I'm a good dancer.
You are.
I'm a good dancer.
Not Jabberwocky level.
Jabberwocky I'm close level. To Jabberwocky.
Jabberwocky.
Who says Jabberwocky?
I just did. Jabberwocky. 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 The walkies.
I really enjoyed this pod with you.
I was a very good breakdancer, though.
Were you really?
Yeah, I used to centipede, and I used to do all that.
Centipede. Everyone centipede. My mom centipede when the centipede.
I could do the whirlwind or the fan wind. What's it called? The
windmill. You dick. Now you're sounding old.
Now, yeah, because I haven't done it in so long. I could still, like, you know, you see
pop.
It. Like, oh, man.
Oh, pop! Ticking.
Yeah, I can still do it. If you're watching us on YouTube, you just saw that. If
you just saw something horrible,
boom! You see that? How I bring it? Whoop.
Where are you this week?
Well, I'm at Richmond, Virginia. I'm doing University of Richmond.
Oh, University of Richmond.
Yes, okay. The Spiders gonna make that money, and then I fly back and I'm doing a show with Cristela on Saturday at the Ice House.
Oh, nice. Two shows.
Just one. Just going in for one.
On what day?
It's my monthly show. I do a monthly show at the Ice House.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
I was never invited.
Exactly.
Wow, that's deep.
Well, because you always, like, out of town, man. And you don't do favors for people.
Oh, my God. Yes, I do. I always throw
bones. I've asked you twice to pop into my show. Nope. Didn't show up.
No,
you're so full of shit.
I'm going to be in Cleveland at the Polarities.
Oh, where were you last? How was San Diego? Tell me.
San Diego is amazing, and people were asking about you. It was Batch came up. King Batch went up. And my boy Mal Hall went up. And it was fun, man. You missed out. You should have came.
Can I tell you something?
Oh, you were in France.
I was in France. Joe, this is what I know. Joe, I didn't go to that show. So Joel finds another black and Asian dude to replace me on that show.
Mal Hall.
Like, he just fits in like, hey, I need somebody black and Asian. Bam, Mal Hall.
Got him.
Better
looking.
Please.
Younger.
Well, younger, yes.
More driven. He liked this year's VMAs.
He's in the demo.
Yeah, he's in that demo.
It's like, it's fucking awesome.
Yeah, this is awesome, man. This is amazing. All this stuff is so forward. Trendsetters.
Man, I tell you, I hashtagged it all day.
Ernie said that, man. That was one before you got here.
No, he did not.
Ernie said, the VMAs used to be about trendsetters. Yeah. And now everybody is just following trends.
Ooh, that is a profound statement right
there.
It
is. Ernie. It really is true. And I was like, yeah, you're right, Ernie. Because that's all they were doing last night. All of them were just following what's in now.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
I'm going to steal that.
Yeah.
It's
such a great line because it's so true. Like, none of them were, even like, as much as I love Kanye, he kept contradicting himself the whole goddamn time.
But that's what he does all the time. Look, let me tell you, and I've told this story millions of times. The Kanye I know, the one I've interviewed, is actually a shy guy.
Yeah.
When he's on stage, though, the rapper comes out. And that attitude comes out, and this is what you get. Kanye contradicts himself all the time. Yeah. I apologize, but I'm a dick. You know, it's like, it's just Kanye.
And I will
but
say
I
this,
love his music.
I will tell you this. I can't live without his music, man.
Me neither.
I was listening to about an hour's worth before I drove here.
It's so
all Kanye, and I was like, God damn, I missed this song too.
And especially his first album when he wanted to make it so bad.
Yeah, man.
It was all about, I'm working hard, I'm going to make it. And then to hear, my favorite track, off the whole album. It's not even a song. It's just when he's talking at the end of the album about his whole story.
Oh, I love that part.
That's my favorite part of the whole album.
It's 6 minutes long.
He's just talking about how he started, how he got kicked out of his house. I mean, out of his apartment. And, oh, it's just amazing.
I love that.
That's my favorite cut off that album.
And that's the genius behind him, too, because he knew that would be cool, too. You know what I mean? Like, no artist has ever done that.
No.
And I thought that was cool. That's so funny you said that, because that's one of my favorite things, too.
And the thing is, he's just talking, but you want to hear the story, so you listen to the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I've listened to that. It's inspiring to me, man.
Yep.
Like, this dude, and like, when people give him a hard time, look, he was crazy at the VMAs, but when people give him a hard time, him saying, I'm going to do something. President, that's ridiculous. But, well, I don't know with Trump. But the president thing, like 10 years ago, he said, I'm going to do this. And he's done it. So people give him a hard time when he says he's going to do things.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you have to say you're going to do things because that motivates you to get
to
there.
To do it. Yep.
You know, just most people don't say them out loud to people.
Yeah.
Except,
that's
like.
That's so cool, man. And you know? And you're very right about that because when you do put that energy out there, it will happen.
It comes back.
And yeah, he did say that I'm running for president in 2020. But I mean, hey, it doesn't take much to start your own campaign.
But let me tell you, he could run now. Who said you don't have to win?
Yeah.
If he said I was going to win, that's a different story.
Yeah.
I could run. You could run. It doesn't mean we're going to win.
Yep.
You know, so that's the thing, man. That's the thing.
Well, this is what I'm going to say right now. Follow your dreams.
Yes.
Put that energy out there, even if it's something ridiculous like running for president in 2020, because if you say it, it could happen.
And that's the whole thing. You just got to believe, man.
Yeah, man, it's true. Einstein said it. Didn't he say that dreams are just the gateway to the future, right?
Like, I have no idea.
That's
why
true.
The French hate us.
That's true, though. It is.
It
if
is.
You can dream it, you can fucking do it, man.
Well, how many times has somebody said you can't do something and then you do it and that drives you even more?
Yep.
You know, and it shouldn't be about that person. It should be about you wanting to get there, not what other people are saying.
Yes.
You know, so if you're not driven and if you don't push yourself, nobody else will. So I don't like when people go after Kanye for saying he's going to do something in the future because he has not failed yet.
Yes.
And I think as long now the president, he was just a joke, but any other thing, like if he wants to be a big fashion designer, who cares?
Yeah.
Why are we to say, oh, you're not going to be able to? Who gives a fuck?
Who gives a fuck?
Do your thing.
Do you stay in your lane. Don't worry about anybody else driving around you. Just fucking do it.
Stay in your lane and don't worry about anybody else driving around.
What?
I like that joke. Yeah. We're going to end on that. Where are you this weekend?
I'm going to be at Cleveland Hilarities.
Pasadena Ice House with Cristela, 8 o'clock in Pasadena. So
follow
come on
me
out.
At Joe Coy,
at Michael Yo.
I love you guys.
Later.